The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Yeah, it's been 150 years in the making to get the grand final here, and I reckon take the week off and just have lunch is to go your hardest.
That was AFL boss Gil McLachlan talking yesterday about Perth's historic grand final. Joining me now is a man who's won a few grand finals himself, a two-time premiership player and a premiership coach, West Coast legend John Worsfold. Good morning, Woosha.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So what do you reckon? Is Gil right? Everyone in Perth should take the week off and just go their hardest next week?
Yeah, I don't know about taking the whole week off, but they should. I think there's different ways to celebrate throughout the whole week. You know, I'm not sure what the training schedule will be for the participating teams, but, you know, quite often that's a big event. I remember when we played in grand finals, a lot of people would like to come and watch one of the training sessions and support that way. So we've got both clubs training in town. You know, there's plenty of events that are going to be on and around. So everyone should just join in and make it a great week.
Yeah, and so even with the arrival of Optus Stadium, you know, one of the great stadiums in Australia, did you ever think that you'd see a grand final here in WA?
No. Obviously, that was not even a remote consideration. You know, the grand finals at the MCG, we know that, although, you know, I did play in one at Waverley Park when the MCG was getting redeveloped. So I suppose that when we show them how well we do it next week, and they need to redevelop the MCG in 5 or 10 years' time, they'll know they can easily ship it over here again.
And so you've been through enough grand finals now to know exactly what the teams can expect. So as they're getting ready for this week before the big game, they're both away from home, both over here on this side of the country. What do you think is going to be the key to their preparation for the Demons and for the Bulldogs?
Yeah, really it is. They're trying to get the balance right of still training well and being, you know, physically and mentally really well prepared for the day. So the challenges of having a week off in between the prelim final and the grand final is a bit unique. So again, both teams are going through it, so there's not an advantage for one or the other. And we've already heard a little bit about how they're treating their big training session this week a little bit differently. One's being a bit more risk mitigation, and the other ones are saying they're going pretty hard at match play to keep themselves in top nick for the game. So, yeah, there are some subtle differences. You know, players don't have their usual routine about taking their dog for a walk or heading down to the local cafe in any downtime they have. So the clubs will also be trying to make sure that there's good options for players to get out of their hotels, do something which is not energy sapping, but also, you know, takes their mind off the build-up to the game at different periods.
Because that's the thing, right? Like, we know that coaches speak about the dangers of players playing the game in their head a little bit too much before the big game. Is that a bit of a risk factor here because they don't have their normal, you know, sort of outlets to get their minds off it, whether it's family, friends, just their general life?
Yeah, no, it is a little bit more of a risk, no doubt, because, as I said, if they're living in their home state, in their own home, they would have little escapes that they enjoy, and they know it's their way to just get away from thinking about the footy day-to-day. So, yeah, whether that's going and having a meal with mum and dad, whether it's catching up with a couple of mates for a light game of golf or things like that, they haven't really got those options over here. So, you know, if they go and play golf, they're probably playing golf with their teammates, which, again, just keeps them in that mindset that it's still footy. And pretty much all their meals, I would imagine, are all together. So, they'll be dealing with that and working their way through it. But it is one of those things that you try to weigh up. How can we put things in place so the players do have that downtime, that escape time, but when they come to training, they switch back into, you know, fully professional mode and get ready to go.
And the game sold out. The 10,000 general admission tickets for West Aussie sold out in 9 minutes, I think. Were you surprised at all to see how quickly they were snapped up?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't think I spoke to anyone who wasn't going online early to try and get a ticket. So, if you go around the percentage of people that I crossed paths with and were planning on trying to get tickets, I'm surprised that It took 9 minutes. That was obviously the capacity of the system.
That's right. And now you didn't have to worry about scoring a ticket because you'll be there in an official capacity. You've been a previous recipient of the Jock McHale Medal in the past, which is awarded to the Premiership coach each year. How does it feel to be presenting that award this year?
Oh, no, it's nice. Having been a Premiership coach, I know how special it is. And Luke Beveridge, if the Bulldogs win, he's already won one. But if Simon Goodwin wins, it'll be his first Premiership as a coach. So either way, I'll really look forward to presenting it to guys, just knowing how proud they'll be at that moment to have taken their team all the way. Just to be out on the field for a few minutes post-game, in a capacity that you're not actually involved will be really nice. I've obviously been out there as a losing player and coach and also a winning player and coach, but I've never been out there just to sort of soak up the feeling because I'll be neutral, so I'll be pretty close by the losing team as well as the winning team, and it'll just be nice to be a small part of it.
Now, you're officially neutral, you say, Woosha, but do you have any kind of emotional attachment to one team or the other, or who's your pick for the GF?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, Ash Hansen is one of the players that played in our 2006 Premiership, really wonderful young man that I've had a lot to do with. He's coaching with the Western Bulldogs. So that's about the tightest link I've got to either side, although, Angus Brayshaw, I know Mark Brayshaw pretty well. I worked with him at the AFL Coaches Association for a little while. So you tend to, because I've been around for so long in the game, I know a lot of people across the industry. So really, I don't have any strong affiliation at all. I just want them all to play well and put on a great show for us. But if you ask me to say which team do I think has the advantage, I think Melbourne playing their best footy may be too strong.
Mm. And what about for the Brownlow on Sunday, which of course is another great once-in-a-lifetime thing that is happening in Perth as part of this festival of footy. Who do you like for that award?
I really only go with the people who have followed it so closely throughout the year. But Clayton Oliver and Christian Petrarca both have had great years. Potentially they bump a few votes off each other. But I also think that Bontempelli and McRae may steal some votes. But I'm going to suggest Jack McRae for me.
There's a good one. It's definitely a close field, that's for sure. Quite a few blokes there in that top echelon who could all have a red-hot crack. And now, turning to your old club, West Coast, how about that Nick Nat, hey, taking out the John Worsfold medal 2 years in a row?
Yeah, it's remarkable. The big fella had, obviously, two knee reconstructions in the middle of his career, and to bounce back from those as such a big guy and go on and dominate the game as he has in the last couple of years is a real credit to him and the work he put in to get himself back. Everyone was so shattered when he did that first knee, thinking, oh, will he ever get back to his best? And, he's certainly shown that. So, he's a wonderful young man, a super young footballer and very, dedicated to his craft. And, it was an honour to see him win that medal the other night.
Yeah, one of the few bright spots for the Eagles this year, unfortunately. And now, Woosha, before we let you go, we heard Gil McLaughlin's advice for the people of Perth in getting around the grand final. What's your advice as someone who's been there and done that?
I think just lapping up the excitement of it all. It is such a big day, and it's obviously the first one ever in Western Australia, and maybe the only one ever. And I know how proud people are and confident that it is going to be an awesome event. So the more people talk about it, get some little competitions going, pick the winner in the margin, pick the first goal kicker, get some little competitions going amongst your mates and enjoy the whole build-up.
Yep. Let's put on a show that everyone will remember. Two-time Premiership player and Premiership coach and West Coast legend John Worsfold, thanks for your time on The West Live.
Thanks very much, Ben.